Although she has had many jobs in life, Isa Trapani's dream was to illustrate books for children. After coming to the United States from Poland, she worked hard and went to the State University in New Paltz to take art classes. From the wacky brilliance of Dr. Seuss to the timeless love-filled classics of Margaret Weiss Brown, Ms. Trapani says that she has always loved children's books and is very proud that she can make a contribution to this special field of literature.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Hi, my name is Isa Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. I have always wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true for me was by reading lots of books that I found at my local library. And now I will sing for you the story of a little girl and her very special star.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Sleepy children just like me. Yeah.
Yes, it's late, we can't pretend our magic journey has to end. I'll take you home back to your bed. You'll see me twinkling overhead. But don't be sad, I do intend to shine on you each night, my friend. Twinkle bright, my little star, watch me safely from afar. Thank you for this magic night and the comfort of your light. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what a special star you are.
I hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.isatrapani.com.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Hi, my name is Isa Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. Ever since I was a little girl, I have wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true was by reading lots of children's books that I found in my local library. I am thrilled to share this book with you. So let's join the bears on their merry adventure, and watch out for the rough waters.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat, happy as can be, sunshine glowing, off and rowing with your family. Row, row, row your boat, stroke and follow through. Fumbling, flailing, oars go sailing, what a clumsy crew! Row, row, row your boat, row with all your might. Rocking, bashing, water splashing, better hold on tight. Row, row, row your boat, look ahead to find. Beavers damming, logging, jamming, left you in a bind. Row, row, row your boat, stop to have a munch. Chomping, snacking, slurping, smacking, what a noisy bunch! Row, row, row your boat, better row to shore. Raining, hailing, wind is wailing, hear the thunder roar! Row, row, row your boat, find a place that's dry. Scurry, scuttle, hide and huddle, till the storm blows by. Row, row, row your boat, and away you go. Skies are clearing, sunset nearing, homeward bound you row. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.isatrapani.com.
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me.
Hi, my name is Isa Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. Ever since I was a little girl, I have wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true was by reading lots of children's books that I found in my local library. I'm happy to share this book with you. So let's join the mouse as he tries to hide from a pesky fly.
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. I belong to somebody.
That fly has gone away. At last I'm free to play. I told that pest to scram. Now I'm happy as a clam. Shoo fly, don't bother me. You're not my cup of tea. Please stop annoying me. Kindly go and let me be. I think I'll find a nook, curl up and read a book. Some nice and quiet spot, someplace where that fly is not. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Go fly to Tennessee. Leave on the count of three. Can't you see you're bugging me? I need to go outside and find a place to hide. My plan had better work, or I'll really go berserk. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Please leave immediately. Fly far away from me. I don't want your company. My tummy has a hunch that it could use some lunch. I think the coast is clear. No more buzzing in my ear. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Go find your family. Go hide up in a tree. Just don't stay and pester me. I really need a rest from that unwelcome guest. I'd better take a nap, otherwise I think I'll snap. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Go spread your wings and flee. Across the great blue sea, all the way to Waikiki. I'm beat without a doubt. That fly has worn me out. So now I'll close my eyes, hope that I don't dream of flies. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. I belong to somebody. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.izatrapani.com. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Hi, my name is Iza Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. I have always wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true for me was by reading lots of books that I found at my local library. And now I will sing for you the story of a very persistent little spider.
The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the kitchen wall. Swoosh went the fan and made the spider fall. Off went the fan, no longer did it blow. So the itsy bitsy spider back up the wall did go. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the yellow pail. In came a mouse and flicked her with his tail. Down fell the spider, the mouse ran out the door. Then the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the pail once more. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the rocking chair. Up jumped the cat and knocked her in the air. Down plopped the cat, and when he was asleep, the itsy bitsy itsy spider back up the chair did creep. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the maple tree. She slipped on some dew and landed next to me. Out came the sun, and when the tree was dry, the itsy bitsy spider gave it one more try. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up without a stop. She spun a silky web right at the very top. She wove and she spun, and when her web was done, the itsy bitsy spider rested in the sun.
Hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.izatrapani.com.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb.
Hi, my name is Iza Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. I have always wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true was by reading lots of books that I found at my local library. And now, let's see what happens when Mary's little lamb goes off on its own.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
And then one day, the little lamb decided to be free. And so it wandered off alone to see what it could see. Across the field, up to the barn, the little lamb did stray. And there it met a big brown horse and led it out to play. But when the gate was opened up, the horse went charging out, and in its dust the little lamb went stumbling all about. It bumped into the tough old goose as she was walking by. She flapped her wings and hissed and pecked, which made the poor lamb cry. The cow woke up and kicked a pail right up into the air, and gave the lamb a milky bath as it was standing there. The little lamb raced back outside, escaping, taking off. But as it ran, it tripped and fell into the water trough. The lamb stood up and shook its fleece, but did not realize the old barn cat would surely get a very wet surprise. The cat let out a shriek so loud it gave the hens a scare and made them cluck and run around in circles everywhere. In the middle of this fuss, a grumpy goat came by and gave the lamb a mean old butt straight up into the sky. Into the pig pen fell the lamb and got completely stuck. Then all the way from head to hoof was covered up in muck. When Mary found her little lamb, its fleece was muddy brown. She cleaned it up with lamb shampoo and gently hosed it down. She brushed and fed the little lamb and kissed its sleepy head. It looked at her with sheepish eyes, and then it went to bed. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.izatrapani.com.
Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush.
Hi, my name is Iza Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. I have always wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true for me was by reading lots of books that I found at my local library. And now let's join a gardener and some very sneaky pests round the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush, so early in the morning. Out of my garden, keep away. Leave right now without delay. Pests are not invited to stay, so listen to my warning. Oh, how I love to dig and hoe, scatter my seeds row by row, water them well and watch them grow in spring when sunshine's glowing. Oh, how we love to pull up roots, nibble on fresh and tender shoots, fill up on plump and juicy fruits in spring when plants are growing. Didn't I say do not return? Those pesky critters have no concern. I'll put up a fence and then they'll learn I really mean goodbye. In through the holes we slink inside, under the peas and lettuce we hide. We're very teeny and can't be spied while snacking on the sly. Netting will surely do the trick. I'll lay it on so nice and thick. Stop those little skulkers quick and make them go away. Under the fence we tunnel through. Broccoli, beans, a dream come true. Oh, how we love to chomp and chew and gobble here all day. I'll dig a trench that goes around, then add some fencing underground. Send those gluttons homeward bound. There's no way they'll get under. Out in the field we leap and hop, up to the fence and over the top. What a delicious bumper crop to raid and loot and plunder. This is my last and final try. I'll build a fence that's really high. Keep all those crooks from dropping by and teach them to stay clear. Open the gate and we're in luck. Corn on the cob ready to pluck. Oh, how we love to pick and shuck all night when no one's here. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush, round and round each year. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.izatrapani.com. Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Hi, my name is Iza Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. I have always wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true was by reading lots of books that I found at my local library. Come join me now to meet a woolly black sheep and her animal friends. Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. Baba Black Sheep, have you any milk? Creamy, cold, and smooth as silk? We spilled our milk. Now what will we do? Please fill our cups and we'll purr for you. Goodness, no, my shelves are very bare. No, sir, none in there. Baba, black sheep, have you any slop? I've just finished my last drop. I'll waste away if I don't eat soon. One nibble ought to hold me till noon. Silly pig, there is no slop in sight. No, sir, no, sir, not one bite. Baba, black sheep, have you any hay? Name your price and I will pay. I'd like to buy 2 bales, maybe 3. I'll get the money, just wait and see. No, I don't have any hay for sale. No, sir, no, sir, not 1 bale. Baba, black sheep, have you any bones? How my hungry belly groans. Dogs cannot live on dry food alone. Oh, won't you please just toss me a bone? Heavens, no, I have no bones for you. No, sir, no, sir, none to chew. Baba, black sheep, have you any seed? Kindly help a friend in need. Early this morning, squirrels came by, knocked down my feeder, ate my supply. No, I don't have any seed, my dear. No, sir, no, sir, none in here. Baba, black sheep, have you any cheese? May I have some pretty, please? Crackers taste yucky after a while. A hunk of Swiss would sure make me smile. No, I don't have cheese of any kind. No, sir, no, sir, none you'll find. Baba, black sheep, won't you tell us why? No is always your reply. A little kindness you've never shown. Too mean to give a poor dog a bone. Knit all day is all you ever do. Boo, boo, black sheep, shame on you. Baba, black sheep, what a great surprise. We cannot believe our eyes. We all assumed that you didn't care, that you were selfish and wouldn't share. Now we see, and wow, are we impressed. You gave that which you give best. Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. When we have something special to give, we'll share with friends as long as we live. Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.izatrapani.com. Froggy went a-courtin', he did ridin', Froggy went a-courtin', he did ride, Hi, my name is Iza Trapani, and I am the author and illustrator of this book. I have always wanted to make books for children. One of the ways my dream came true for me was by reading lots of books at my local library. And now I will sing for you the story of Froggy, who is looking for his true love. Let's see who he picks.
Froggy went a-courtin', he did ridin'. Froggy went a-courtin', he did ride with a rose and chocolates by his side. Froggy said to Mousy, marry me, oh yes, Be my little honey, my sweet pea, what a caring husband I will be. Oh yes, oh yes. I don't want a frog to hold and squeeze. Oh no, oh no. I don't like the water, you hate cheese, so you might as well get off your knees. Oh no, oh no. Froggy said to Turtle, be my bride, aha, aha. Hurry up, my darling, to decide, for a love like ours can't be denied, aha, aha. Turtle shook her head, you move too fast, We don't need an expert to forecast that our marriage surely would not last, Froggy said to Birdie, let us wed, oh please, oh please. I will keep you happy and well-fed, sweetie, make me proud and nod your head, oh please, oh please. Birdie said, I will not marry you, no thanks, no thanks. I would think about it if you flew, but you smell of swamp, you're slimy too, no thanks, no thanks. Froggy said to Chipmunk, be my mate, yes ma'am, yes ma'am. You and I should set a wedding date and invite our friends to celebrate, yes ma'am, yes ma'am. Are you kidding me? Have you gone mad? No sir, no sir. I would never share your lily pad, just the thought of marriage makes me sad. No sir, no sir. Froggy saw a vision by the creek, oh my, oh my. Thump thump went his heart, his knees grew weak, and his head did spin, he could not speak, oh my, oh my. She said, Froggy, will you marry me? Yes, 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 yes. What a happy couple we will be, I will cherish you, just wait and see. Yes, 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 yes. Froggy said, my courting days are through, hooray, hooray. Joyfully he croaked, I'll marry you, and they danced and hopped like froggies do, hooray, hooray.
Hope you enjoyed this. And if you'd like, please visit me at my website, www.izatrapani.com.